Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
September 14, 1804. Day 124 of the expedition. Camped on the creek they call Shannon's River. The river is getting shallower and causing some problems for the heavily laden boats. It is apparent the party will have to remedy this problem soon. The weather is turning cooler. Autumn is in the air in the mornings and evenings. The days are getting shorter, and the captains are somewhat concerned about getting to their winter camp at the Mandan villages. Captain Clark writes today,
"Set out early and proceeded on past several sandbars. The river is wide and shallow. I walked on shore with a view to find an old volcano, said to be in this area by Mr. McKay of St. Charles. I walked the whole day without seeing any appearance of the volcano. In my walk, I killed a buck goat of this country, about the height of a grown deer, its body shorter, and its horns, which is not very hard, and forks, two-thirds up. One prong is short, and the other round and sharp-arched, and is immediately above the eyes. The animal is more like the antelope or gazelle of Africa than any other species of goat. Shields killed a hare weighing 6.5 pounds, the head narrow and the ears 3 inches wide and 6 inches long. From the fore to the end of the hind foot is 2 feet 11 inches. Captain William Clark, September 14, 1804.
McKay's reference to a volcano was probably the Burning Bluff in Gregory County, South Dakota, which the expedition had passed several days earlier. The goat Clark killed was the first scientific description of the pronghorn, often incorrectly called an antelope. Lewis and Clark continued to call the animal a goat, as do many persons on the plains. The hare was the first description of the white-tailed jackrabbit, previously unknown to science. Both the pronghorn and the jackrabbit were stuffed with the intention of sending them back to President Jefferson in Washington. Tomorrow, the White River.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Captain Clark, read by Sean Batisse. Journal entries are from Gary Moulton's edition of The Journals. Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is produced at Yellowstone Public Radio. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.